You are all welcome. And I suspect there's no new person who is not known. If it happens, then that will be addressed at the time. Can I first allow members to propose adoption of the agenda? Can you propose all for adoption the agenda? I think before us it's listed there. Honorable Mbatha.
Morning all. Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of the agenda.
It looks like other members cannot see the agenda. You can. Oh, seconded. Then I don't see any contrary view. Apologies, Secretary.
I received late arrival apologies from Honorable Gancho and Honorable Paulson.
Seem to see any other apology. We are here to consider and adopt the budgetary and review recommendations for 2019. I listened to somebody in the SCOPA session saying what we are dealing with is something that we may not do anything about. We can only learn from it and move forward. I'm still trying to digest that. But all the same, we were all together here when we considered the annual reports, when we considered the Auditor General's report. And this is the outcome of that process that we are engaged in. So I'm not going to go through it. There will be no presentation. We are all going to go through page by page. If there are any issues you'd want to raise, you are free to do so, so that then corrections can be noted. So I'll start now. We are on item one. Consideration and adoption of the committee's budgetary and review recommendations 2019. We are on page one. If there's anything, we'll note the hands and note whatever comments that we have. No comment. Page two. Page 3, page 4, I'm fast. I wanted that voice to say, I'm too fast. Then I'm going to be, now we are on page 4, but if it happens that you note anything, even if it is in 1, I will not chase you out of. So I'm a Democrat, but we are on page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Okay. Page 8. Page Okay.
Chairperson, colleagues, good day to you. I did read the report yesterday. I just sent them a spelling a spelling on a performance, number 4. So I think that's, I don't know if I have the corrected one today, or maybe I still got yesterday's one. Page 9, performance. Yeah, add A.
Yeah, it's done.
It's done. Oh, I haven't got, oh, it's corrected. Oh, that was my correction.
I've got the old one.
I can give you the one. Now let's not argue. Let's just note if it is from the old one and is corrected, it's fine. If it is not, it will be noted. Page 9. I'm trying to say if already corrected, you can just note and down. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. Page 14. Page 15. Page 16. Page 17. Page 18. Page 20. Yes. Chair, in the copies that the other members have, page 20, bullet number 3 from the top, actually talks about the committee appreciated the fact that the disciplinary process of the former deputy director general, former is deleted.
Reflects what is right.
In page 20, bullet number 1, 2, 3, where it said the committee appreciated the fact that the disciplinary process of the former deputy director general official is not former. Is it DDG? Page 21. Page 22.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Page 22, top bullet point, second line of the paragraph reads, the Minister should ensure that her department makes meaningful contribution to growing and transforming the economy. Now, growing the economy we're fine with, but we have a political difference with transformation. It's an ANC policy which we don't agree with the way it's being done, so we cannot support the words and transforming. In order for us to support this paragraph, we'd need to see those two words deleted.
Transformation.
Yep.
I don't know whether we need to vote over that.
I'm just giving you our position.
It's fine.
That's a paragraph that we can't support. So.
No, it's fine.
Use it. Don't use it. It's there.
It will remain here.
Yeah, because we're supporting.
Yeah. Then you will say whatever you want to say. I think we noted what you were saying. Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm on page 22, and with these recommendations, I know that they mentioned the finances and the way it should be done. But I really would like to add a specific recommendation regarding the internal controls, because no one mentioned internal controls here, and the recommendation for me to the Minister will be to seriously. Oh, it is here, sorry. My colleague just showed it to me. I missed it. Thank you, my apologies.
Okay, that was page 22. And page 23, okay, Honourable Winkler.
Sorry, on page 22, a further recommendation from the department was that we prevent unnecessary expenditure involved in litigation against the department. That was a key point that we did raise. Thank you.
I don't seem to see any objection. Then page 23. Page 24. Page 25.
Mr. Chair, suggestion for an addition to 7.7 Fisheries and Marine Living Resources Fund. We do say in the comments something about the licensing system being very user unfriendly, in that it all has to be done on paper at the office in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. Now, the effect of this is to compel small-scale fishers to come to Cape Town from wherever they are. For example, they could be way up in Port Nolloth and they have to come here to apply for the... I would like us to make a specific recommendation that an online application and granting system be established as soon as possible.
I don't think there would be any objection. The principle is to say if you want everybody to come here, we have an objection to that. So any other alternative would be fine. Yes, okay.
Yeah, Chair, I don't think it should necessarily be online only, but we need to, because today I'm raising the issue of why can't they have agencies like the post office and things like that.
Alternative,
expeditious ways of dealing with this.
Sorry, we went so quickly. Page 24, the South African Weather Service. I had brought up the point of the board being held accountable, personally liable for the premature termination of one of the previous CEO's contracts and the $2 million that was incurred by the department due to that premature termination, and that the minister and the SOARS board were meant to report back to us on how those proceedings were going to be held going forward and whether those board members would still be held liable for the cost incurred.
Chair, I think the member is talking about the disciplinary measures of the one of the directors, one of the CEOs, if I'm not mistaken, where they said they cannot discuss those that issue because of labor relations.
No, not the last CEO. This was, I think, two CEOs prior. I think it was a lady. I can't get her name right now.
Linda.
Yeah, Linda. Exactly, it was her. And the previous portfolio committee had raised that the board should be held accountable, and this was agreed upon within the committee, but to date we have no feedback on whether or not the individual members have in fact been held liable for the $2 million expenditure due to that premature termination.
The question was raised with the department, when we're doing this annual report, she did raise that question. I don't think we need to say the department must not help us to understand what happened. It's a historical, but it's part of the legacy that we must follow up on. Yeah.
You know, I think what we can then do as a part of the recommendation is that the committee needs to relook at the report of the previous portfolio committee on the issue of holding individual members of the board accountable for the fruitless extent. So we can actually draw reference.
By the way, I'm saying it was raised in the meeting. It's not something
correct.
I think then they will find a way to write it and will follow up. It's part of the legacy. It's not so we follow up, they will write it. We have noted. Then we're on page 25, then it's 26. If it is 26 and there's no hand.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, 26. Usually when we do these reports, you know, we say that the minister must urgently do this, the department must urgently do that, etc., etc., general statements. But from my recollection, we always have a time frame in the end that the minister or the executive authority should report to the House within 60 days or 90 days. On all the action steps that have been taken to implement the various recommendations. For example, here we see a letter from the Speaker arising out of a resolution. So there's a particular time frame, and maybe we must decide on I don't know how many days, but there should be that specific requirement to report back to the Speaker, to the House, and the House will obviously report back to us. So I don't know if it's 90 days from the
How much time do we want to put as a...
I think Chairperson, 60 days is enough for them. Yeah.
I see the nodding of the heads, so 60 days should be the time frame that guides us. Now that we have made our comments, can we then adopt the report formally? Honorable Brumbat.
Chair, I move for the adoption of the report with the amendments.
Honorable Winkler, was it Weber? Oh, I want your hand, Honorable Winkler, to support. Okay, if you are not keen.
Yeah, Chair, I second the adoption of the report as amended,
And just for information for all of us, which I just received now at the Chief Whip's Forum, when these reports are tabled in the House for adoption, we'll be getting 2 minutes each, every party, to speak. Just 2 minutes. So we must prepare our 2 minutes. Thanks.
Noted. 2 minutes. I've received a mover, seconder. There's no objection. The report is adopted. Move to the second item now. Consideration and adoption of the committee program for 2019. I think all of us should be having copies of that. We'll take any comments. We'll not go page by page. Honorable Singh.
Thank you, Chairperson. Firstly, my apology for next week, Tuesday. I'll be in Gauteng on some other business. And then the 25th to the 30th, I think I raised a query with Chelega initially when it was sent. We are sitting during that time. The House is sitting, and we'll be even voting, I think, on the budgets and things like that. So I think we need to reconsider that oversight visit.
25th
to? The 30th. Yeah, the house will be sitting. I should have brought the program.
I think we are noting it. With all of those, there's a note at the back that says briefings in Parliament if permission is not granted to conduct oversight. Those would be the items that are listed there. So in other words, it's like we are saying yes. And with that, can we get a proposal for the adoption of the program?
Yeah, Chair, no, I have no problem with the or, because we can deal with the briefings. Perhaps the House Chair won't allow us to go on this oversight visit, and all our parties won't allow us, because we'll be voting. This issue of the COP conference, climate change, I know in the past, you know, it's usually the Minister and a few members that go. Now, I think we must check with the House Chair whether it is intention to take some members of the committee along to this conference or not in good time. I know I won't be available, so it doesn't matter, but I think other members would need to know whether or not Parliament's going to allow two or three members of the committee to accompany the department and the minister.
Yeah, we'll follow up on that. You can remain with it for now. Proposal for adoption? Oh, proposed. Oh, any seconder? Seconded.
Okay.
Thank you. Don't see any contrary view or objection. Now, the last point is consideration and adoption of oversight visit to Out Bay Harbor on Tuesday, 29 October. And there's a concept document that will guide that. I think members should go through that. So it's next week, yes. In the contents of this, it talks about visit to the harbor, let's say harbor plus harbor master, small scale fisheries representatives. I started a tour of the harbor in relation to the infrastructure upgrade projects, security and operational arrangements, brief presentation on the state of management and upgrade. Those issues listed there. I think we had a joint meeting with Public Works on this issue of small harbors. So we just decided, let's use this one closer here, just to get a sense of what is all this. So that's the intention. We wanted to use our time maximally whilst we are around here. Yes, Honorable.
Thank you, Chairperson. So on the from the 25th to the 30th, if we can't do the actual physical oversight, the alternative is then to have them present, or the various parties to present to us here at Parliament. But I see that for the Kruger National APNR, we haven't invited perhaps officials from Kruger and maybe other parties from the APNRs. Can they also maybe not come through to us for us to discuss the issue if we can't do the actual oversight during that week, please? Thank you.
All we are doing for now is just we note some of those because there's no word now that says Parliament would be sitting and this is what would be. So depending on developments, I think we are noting what you are suggesting. It will depend on the developments. We'll manage the program. All we want now is just to adopt it. Proposal, seconded. Adopted, and the Hout Bay one as well. We will be going there on the 29th. 2.1, what is the discussion on committee management? Oh, so that would be the last point. You want to lead us on that?
She's going to lead, you don't have
She's anything. Going to, okay.
Voting members, this item that is talking to the committee management, we just want, on behalf of the support staff, to get inputs, feedback, critics on how we are serving the members of the committee, because we noted yesterday's incident where members, some of them, they said that they didn't get the documents. So anything catering, documents, minutes, anything that members feel that we can improve on. Thank you.
Well, I didn't know what this item is all about, but I think we can, for purposes of improving what they are doing. It may not necessarily be in the meeting yet. In the olden days, we used to just write something and say, if you can improve on this and that, so that we are able. I think what was critical yesterday is this thing of delivery of documents, whether you are comfortable with them being sent by email or you want hard copies, equally taking into account that you are a portfolio committee for environment. I'm just saying that's one issue that was, I think, how best can we improve communication? Maybe just raise something that we will raise with the department, the delivery of documents on time. So we depend on a number of critical stakeholders on that. So I'm saying that's one observation that we have, the timing, receipt of the document. Any other comments? comments that you would want to make? I'm saying it will not end with this item. You will still be free to make proposals, comments, whatever, even beyond this. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I think it's good that we are discussing it here, but I feel that we need also to get the minutes. We sit as a portfolio committee, but there are no minutes that are coming here, and we don't adopt those minutes. It's like we are sitting and sitting and sitting and sitting, because we must get the minutes adopted, and it will help when it comes to the compiling of reports, and also to make follow-up on the resolution that we have taken, and the, whether they've been implemented or not. And the other thing is that, yes, we agree with the issue of emails, but also hard copies, because sometimes you find out that your data is finished, then you can't access this thing, then you must go, because the data is limited, remember? And some of us, we believe that because we've got a problem of eyesight, can you check as the secretary, when they submit the reports to you, check the font size and whether it's prepared, because yesterday presentation, how it was prepared, it was closing, it was covering some of the information. It's not a good presentation. Those are the things you should look at and request them to correct it. And I think also we've mentioned that the machine, because they usually, when they give us a portrait presentation, theirs is a landscape. It's landscape, and of which they make it them to read properly, and us, we have to struggle. And yesterday presentation, that document, I struggled to read because the font was too small, and in presentation, it's not allowed. There are some things that you can check, and then you correct them before coming. They come for presentation, and I hope they submit to you on time so that you. And the other thing, just remind us by SMS to say, remember, I've sent you the documents on your email. Please shout or send me an SMS if you can't access them, so that we have a free communication and we can move very, very fast. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. No, firstly, I just want to commend the drafters of the BRRR. I think it was very, very well drafted, and compliments to the drafters. Secondly, I think it just might be helpful, because yesterday I did tell the Secretary that when I looked at the Z list on Monday, it showed that we were starting at 10. And fortunately, I looked at the Z list on Tuesday morning, and I saw 9:30. So sometimes, you know, so maybe it's just a text message to all of us, a reminder, like in my other committees, reminder the day before, meeting tomorrow at certain time. Yeah, so it'll help. Thanks.
Honorable Chair, can we allow
the members to finish raising all the issues, and then we, well, I don't see a hand. Okay.
Well, thank you, Chair. I'll just suggest that we have some, for all members, just a workshop on our oversight role and as members of Parliament. Others might be familiar with it, and others who are coming from different backgrounds. So we just that workshop from our support staff, so that we all understand what is it that is expected of us in terms of doing the oversight, so that we can do the oversight in a correct way. And, yeah, thank you.
Now it's your turn.
Yeah, I think I'm actually a forward there. What I actually wanted to say is that each community differs in its way how better handle committee minutes. The requirement, the institutional requirement of Parliament is that the report of the meeting should be produced within a particular particular timeline. And I think Chirag has acknowledged that, and I want to conclude on that. But what we have always done, the practice that we have established in this community, is that when we are hard pressed, we schedule community issues, we attend community issues. But before Parliament rise each year, Chilaka would have a slot that would sit there and adopt all the outstanding reports and minutes that we have not adopted. Concerning the minutes, the resolutions in the minutes are the ones that contribute to our agenda. So we have not actually left the minutes attending. We write resolution minutes. We don't write working minutes. So we do take issues from the resolutions which are arrived at 60 minutes and then work that back into the committee room. Now, what I also would like to appeal to members is, you know, we want really to help members to succeed in what you do. You have a mandate that you have to execute, and our responsibility is to ensure that you arrive at doing what you've got to do. And that's why sometimes when you look at the submissions that come from me, for example, it might come to you at midnight. It could come over the weekend. Simply because when a committee succeeds, then we all succeed. When a committee doesn't succeed in its mandate, then we all fail. And no one wants anything to be associated with betting on a losing horse. Nobody would like to bet on a losing horse. We want the committee to succeed. Concerning what happened yesterday, with the department, we have control over them. Because they can't do us, we can actually distract them. This is the way how you do it. But with the stakeholders, we may request them to amend their presentation. But if they choose not to amend their presentation, we can do absolutely very little. That's why I wish all of you, you got laptop like us, where you can actually magnify this smartphone on your own laptop or your tablet to actually engage in that. These stakeholders are our key capacity building partners. You see that in the committee, we only have one content advisor, Joseph Kim, 30 residents. We have no researcher for this committee. Joseph Kim with forestry and fisheries issues. He is a specialist in fisheries, and is about to do his PhD in fisheries. He's about to finish his PhD in fisheries. So because of this, we have always defended on this external stakeholders. When the panel makes presentation, we consider that presentation very crucial because the stakeholders in the environmental sector are very knowledgeable and they help us actually to arrive at our mandate. Particularly, you will see that when the climate change bill is introduced or the biodiversity bill is introduced, you will actually see the critical role that they actually play in ensuring that this committee succeeds in its work. So it's very certain that yesterday's presentation, the fund was very small, but I guess Chiraka did a very utmost. And so I just turned out in the face. Thank you.
Because I want to manage this one proposal that is coming out of this meeting. First, it is our mandate to do oversight.
All right.
You are supposed to support us to do it the best that we can. So by implication, this suggestion that says you can start with the party, because other parties might say, no, we do that. Don't have a problem with understanding what it can start with the party, it can be here. So I'm saying because you propose this item, so what is coming out of it is to say help us to do our work, understand our work the best we can. Even this issue of external stakeholders, how do we relate to them, who are they and whatever, we must be helped to understand that. So you will see how best we can deal with that. So I've even said, parties, we don't stop you from doing your whatever. And then from here, because we also want to have a common approach in terms of understanding issues, those who still feel they need to be assisted to do their work best, then that must happen. All these other issues on the practice, we are not here. So we'll only know when you sit down with us and say, this is how, and then we'll test that and agree, this is the right practice. This is having flaws, as we are commending now here. So I'm saying, out of this discussion, you can be able to develop something that can help us to improve on what we are doing.
Thank you.
Otherwise, that ends the...
Now, Chair, just one last one for me. A day before the meeting, I sent members an SMS. So I'm not sure if members do receive my SMSs. Oh, okay, day before the meeting. Oh, okay, thank you.
So you were stopping me for that last comment?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Welcome, Honorable Ganjo. There was an apology that you would come late. Whip, I didn't welcome. You found us in the middle of what we were doing. Now that adjourns the meeting for today. Before that, yes.
Sorry. On this issue of Uchileka sending us SMSs, I would like to plead to members to also respond to Uchileka when they receive messages. Thank you.
I think the meeting is closed. Thank you very much.